All we have to pray for here is the water. If we get the water alive, we can grow anything.
Well, you mean it's really, really fertile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. You betcha.
I didn't know that.
Well, we didn't either till they went to mining this out here and grinding it.
Mm-hmm. But you never realized that would help.
No.
That you wouldn't even have thought that. I never knew that. I knew that they had that around here. And do they have much clay? You were telling me the clay that he didn't put his money underneath the clay.
Mm-hmm.
The top soil here, I'd say, was anywhere from a foot to 2 foot deep, and then you strike the clay.
Oh.
And the clay, it's just a clammy dirt.
Uh-huh.
And
red clay.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that red clay up here.
Yeah.
That's what we have
down on. Well, you have to go down a little piece to get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And some places, why, they have that red clay right at the top of the.
Oh, around here?
In the bottom land now, the soil's way deeper, see.
Uh-huh.
The top soil, what we call soil here, is that black dirt on top of the clay.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Yeah. And bottom land, you know, it's good for growing things and all that. But that would, are there very many streams all along through here?
Quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the smallest thing, you call that a stream, just the smallest bit of running water.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next biggest thing would be what?
Creek, I guess.
And then
a river.
Mm-hmm, like that. Well, are the creeks, is there one right around through? I guess Valley Springs makes a creek where it, does the spring make a creek where it comes out?
There's a dry creek runs through there.
And
what we call the Ellen Branch, every time it rains, it'll get up a little and run through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
then
here at Harrison now, Crooked Creek, it runs all the time. Of course, Buffalo, close to Marshall, it runs all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they have a creek over here just south of Valley, and they call it Hog Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs.
Putting here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's not big and flush.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, like in your field, when there's been a big rainfall or a big watershed, and then it cuts a channel across the field.
Mm-hmm.
You call that place a
gully. We do. I don't know what that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about. What you call that? You call that a gully. But what about when I guess it's like a gully, but it's real deep that's been cut through there. I don't know. They might not have those here.
Gulch.
Or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I was wondering if you had those, because we have
not very many.
Not very many.
Mhm. Well, what would be like if a stream cut like a deep narrow valley? Like that's what I was curious about, the difference between like something like a valley and a hollow. What's the difference?
Well, a hollow.
Well, it wouldn't be too much difference.
No.
Those are about the same.
Yeah.
Those about the same kind of thing. Now something that's not as high as a mountain, but that just a lower elevation in the land would be called a
hill, I guess.
Or some, yeah.
Well, some of them say those little mole hills.
Uh-huh.
Now that's not what it would be.
Well, I was just wondering if what about a knob? Do they?
They used to call this the ball knob.
Oh, really?
Where they're quarrying. That is always called the ball knob. And it didn't have any timber on it at all.
Uh-huh.
But